This is a Defocus Media production.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the 2020 podcast, Canada's number one optometry podcast. I am your host, Dr. Harbir Sayan. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join us here. I know you have a million things that you could be doing, so the fact that you're here joining us, it means a lot to me. And I'm always trying to bring on amazing people to help us grow and support the profession. And you may, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, recognize these two beautiful people next to me here. I have the amazing Dr. Trevor Miranda and the absolutely wonderful Dr. Kiran Ramesh with me. We are going to be talking about a very specific technology, and that is NeuroLens, and maybe more specifically, more excitingly, I got to hold the mic a little lower down. It's getting too loud. Their brand new device is called the N3, this headset, which is the brand new version of the NeuroLens. So thank you both for being here. Oh, and we are, if you're watching, you're going to recognize that we're in somewhere different. We are in Las Vegas at Vision Expo West, just outside the NeuroLens booth. It's been an amazing experience. Been here for a couple of days. And as always, Vision Expo does not disappoint. Always amazing to connect with wonderful people and learn new things and look into the new amazing technologies that are emerging and coming out to support us in our practices. So, Dr. Trevor Miranda, Dr. Kiran Ramesh, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so start, Trev, give us a little intro if you wouldn't mind. I know people know who you are, but just tell us who you are, and then Kiran, if you wouldn't mind taking it up.
Yeah, sure. Trevor Miranda. I practice on Vancouver Island. I have five cold start practices, and we have the NMD2, which is the previous version of NeuroLens, and we're excited to have the N3. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
And I'm Dr. Kiran Ramesh, and I practice in Ontario, and like Trevor, I have the NMD2, and very excited about the N3. So again, thank you for having me and us. We love collaborating. So
well, and I love you guys, so it's always a pleasure to have you on. So let's talk a little bit about NeuroLens in general. Now, you've both had it for a long time, or at least a while in your practices. I'd like to know, with as much detail as you like, how has having NeuroLens, the NMD2, which is that physical tabletop device, how has that impacted your practice, Trev?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I can help patients with complaints that I didn't think it was their eyes. I didn't think I had a solution for them. And I do with the NeuroLens now. And symptoms such as neck pain and jaw pain and sort of phantom dry eye, what I call, you know, a mismatch between the signs and symptoms of dry eye. And so in the past, I think it's not your eyes. It must be something else. Go see your family doctor. But now I'm helping these patients, and it's amazing the feedback. I phone each of my patients that purchase a NeuroLens from us back myself, and getting that direct feedback from the patients is just amazing, and builds our confidence to recommend it to other patients that have similar complaints.
Absolutely. I think it's just been a bit of a game changer. And like you said, you're helping people that you were never able to help before. And for me, it's just, we've been calling people as well. We call them after 2 days, after 2 weeks, after a month, and they are just so happy with everything that they're receiving. And honestly, from January until now, if we actually think, we've literally only had one person that had to take it back. So it's been working very, very well.
That's great to hear. Considering how many you've sold and how many patients you put through it, only one person has actually had to.
In this year.
That's amazing. So I am not, you are an expert in VT, right? And I am not. And I'm wondering, do I need to, like, I have a very basic binocular vision type of expertise in my practice. Not something I do much of. So do I, both of you, don't mind answering, need to have that base knowledge? Do I need to up my knowledge on binocular vision and vision therapy to adopt something like this? Where does it fit in for somebody like me who doesn't have that base knowledge?
Honestly, you don't need to do anything. And I think it's for every primary care practitioner. And so literally, we put it in as part of our primary care practice. So it's part of our pretest. Everyone's getting it done. You know, it helps screen to make sure, are you having any symptoms? If you are, we can help you. You literally don't need any BV knowledge or VT knowledge.
Trev, what's your, honestly, and I know you're an honest, authentic person, genuine answer here. What's your level of BV knowledge? How much do you practice BV? And how much do you feel like you need it to bring NeuroLens in?
Yeah, I you know, BV, I did not like BV. We have a VT practice, but I'm not a BV expert at all. In fact, it was not an area that I had a lot of interest in. But it was it's really cool. The NeuroLens device, measurement device, has a dynamic for you. So you're getting vertical and horizontal. It's how your eyes work together. And it really, that hit home to me. We're measuring your binocularity and not, you know, separating horizontal and vertical deviations. We're doing it dynamically with both eyes. And I think that NeuroLens piece really starts helping me understand what is going on when you fixate on images and change your fixation. And it's actually, you know, now I'm a little bit more of an expert. I'm more confident because I can interpret the information from the NeuroLens device and help those patients. So I'm learning as I go, but I'm helping patients along the way.
But you didn't need any actual knowledge prior to, right?
Like, no.
It's so simple. The device does everything for you. It does all the measurements. It spits out what you need to prescribe. So if you didn't know,
yeah,
you're fine.
I didn't take 2 years of courses like you did.
Yeah.
Or more. Like, more. You know, Kieran is definitely one of the top level experts in vision therapy. And it's actually, you know, on that note, interesting to me that you are, you know, an expert in the area of vision therapy, binocular vision. I would think somebody in that position doesn't need a NeuroLens.
So it's funny. I think a lot of people think that, but look, we're in a world where convenience is sort of the reason for behind everyone's purchases. And so you can either choose to go through training for so many weeks, or you could choose to get the NeuroLens, which will help your symptoms right off the bat. But that being said, there's some people that actually still do need the vision training. And then there's some people that need the NeuroLens and need the vision training. So it all works hand in hand. So really, it's been an asset. It's helped my vision therapy, and it's also supported it. So
just to stay on the VT thing for a second, could you maybe differentiate maybe an example of a patient where NeuroLens did work and was fine, or a patient who didn't fit the NeuroLens model?
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of times people will come in with concussions, and sometimes a concussion is so bad that it's very hard to start training them and getting them into exercises and stuff. And so we had one patient that walked in, and when she walked into our clinic, she couldn't even listen to the sound of the radio. She had her sunglasses on. She could barely speak to me.
Wow.
And so we put the NeuroLens on her, and I said, you know what, let's start with this. I'll see you a month later, and then we'll talk about starting with vision therapy. She came back a month later. She's a professor. She was speaking, the radio was on, the sunglasses were off, and I was shocked. I didn't even know it was the same person. So that's where it works really, really well. There are certain people, have I had anyone where I haven't needed it? I think maybe there's been some children where it's just easier to do the training. It's a very simple problem, and rather than having them in glasses for the rest of their life, I can easily just do the vision training, right? So that's where you have to just balance what the person needs.
Fair enough. The other thing I was wondering about, again, sorry, staying on the VT thing, sorry to exclude you for so long, Trevor. I know you're itching to talk. on the VT thing, you know, again, being an expert in this space, how did you become comfortable to trust the device? You're an expert. I imagine you trust your level of expertise more than a machine. You would initially anyways. So what was it that ultimately made you trust the measurements coming out of the machine?
So, and you're right, to begin with, I would check stuff, and then I would check the measurement, and I would trial it. And honestly, I think I did that for maybe like 3 to 4 months. And then now at this point, I honestly don't check anything. I look at the measurements and I'm like, okay, here's what you need. And so I think it's just having the feedback and having the patients that were happy and it was working, that I know I can now trust the machine.
Okay. So you did that. You actually tested it. You actually compared it to your own results, and you found it's consistent, it's successful, or it's giving the results you want.
And my own results, I'm limited, right? So the NeuroLens can measure prism to the 0.1 diopter, and I can only prescribe to the quarter diopter. So I could only get a certain measurement, but this was literally more concise and more accurate.
That's amazing. And you measuring to a quarter diopter is much more specific and accurate than maybe most of us are measuring. Most of us are not measuring to that level, maybe to this single diopter, kind of rounding up in most cases, right? So the fact that you're going to that level and still finding that contour prism to be beneficial, that's amazing. All right, Trev, your turn now. One of your areas of expertise, Trev, is dry eye, right? You got all the technology, everything under the sun, basically.
Yeah.
Where does this fit in? You kind of teased it a little earlier. You might have these kind of masquerading type of patients.
That's right.
Where is this? How is this going to help somebody who's in the dry eye space? And how does NeuroLens relate to dry eye?
Yeah, so we started finding out, we screen all of our dry eye patients in the dry eye clinic on NeuroLens because there's a number of patients that would benefit from dry eye symptomology with NeuroLenses. Now, they might still have overt dry eye,
sure,
and you might have to still treat them with dry eye, but there's a number of patients that I've treated them just with NeuroLens. Those patients, especially that don't have any signs of dry eye, but complain of dry eye-like symptoms.
Right.
And those are an amazing case because they've maybe tried and dabbled in dry eye treatments and nothing's really worked. You can almost take away their dry eye symptoms with NeuroLens in some cases. We know that trigeminal nerve innervates at the cornea and can cause these phantom dry eye symptoms.
I see. Can you give me an example of what some of those dry eye-like symptoms are? What are the complaints that patients are giving?
Yeah, and I mean, those patients that I found that benefit from NeuroLens that are dry eye patients, their complaint is very high. They're like, my eyes are dry all the time.
It's one of those, like, sorry to interrupt, that pain without stain type
pain
of...
without stain. Almost like a neurotrophic pain is what we... I think some of those neurotrophic cases are actual binocular, disparity cases. Like, they have aphoria and exophoria that could have been helped with NeuroLens. So we're really screening... If you have a dry eye clinic, if you specialize in dry eye, I really think a mandatory piece of equipment, just like mybography, is NeuroLens. You should be testing all those patients for NeuroLens. And anecdotally speaking, I'm not a scientist. I have an N of one, My patient in my chair is my scientific case. But I've had a lot of patients where I've just treated them with NeuroLens and it's helped their symptoms and it's amazing. I phone them back myself and it's really, really helped.
You call your patients yourself?
I call my patients
you
that have NeuroLens.
You don't even call me, man.
You know what? You're not my patient.
That's a fair point. I got to pay you for you to call me.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. That's really cool. Anything to add on the dry eye side of things, Kieran?
You know what? To his point, I actually, same thing. I had a patient come in and he'd been treated for dry eye for, I think, 6 months. And he was just going on and on with his symptoms. And he even changed his entire diet. And I was like, buddy. And I put him in the NeuroLens and... I didn't call him back. I had people.
She has people.
I have people. They call them back, and he went and bought a second pair. Like it was, so, he was so happy, and he didn't have to do any dry eye treatments after that. So yeah.
Wow.
And if I could just add to that point, a lot of patients buy multiple pairs with NeuroLens. They're so happy, and they've never seen this good before, or really, what I call it, they've never felt as good. And so that makes them want a pair of sunglasses, prescription sunglasses. Of course, you can get NeuroLens sunglasses, transitions, all of those options.
Oh, that's actually was going to be my next question, is what type of treatment or what type of lens options are there in NeuroLens? And so you can get sun, RX sun with the contraprism, you can get transitions with the contraprism. That's basically everything you need.
And you can get Plano. You know, interesting, on top of contact lenses, we have a lot of patients that have these symptoms, but they really want to wear their contact lenses. You can have a Plano pair so they can wear them on top of their contacts
to
support them for wellness, particularly when they're doing activities with a lot of convergence like screen use.
Well, so that was, thank you for that perfect segue, because the next question was going to be, with the amount of screen time and so many people's jobs being on the computer, how have you seen the NeuroLens impact those people? And are those the people who are kind of like the primary patients for this technology?
Oh my gosh. I think we actually did some statistics in the beginning when we first got the NeuroLens. I would say 70% of the patients we prescribed were Plano. And it was all because they were on the computer all the time and they're having that computer vision syndrome, right? So they were just, some of it's not even headaches all the time. It's just that they're fatiguing by the middle of the day. So their eyes would feel tired. They get this. Their work is 24 hours on the computer. It made such a difference.
Yeah. And even, some people would say they're tired when they're driving home from work.
Yes.
And that would be a big complaint. And they feel more relaxed with NeuroLens. It's really supported them. And we're asking questions that we never would have asked before. Motion sensitivity.
Motion
honestly,
sensitivity.
Oh, yeah, all the way around.
Can you imagine feeling like this all the time?
You know what? Normally I would have thrown up, but
he's got the NeuroLens on.
I've got the NeuroLenses on. But 92% of patients, actually, motion sensitivity improves in 92% of the patients.
Wow.
It's the symptom that neural lens helps the most, in other words, okay? And so for me, my only real symptom was motion sensitivity. I couldn't go fishing. I couldn't even be a passenger in the car. Look at my phone, I'd feel ill. And I just thought, that was normal for me. I thought, that's a normal
like
thing.
Like a seasick, you were easily
seasick. Easily. Oh, and wow. So now I'm not with my neural lens. It's quite amazing, so.
Very cool. Oh, in fact, I remember seeing a post that you went fishing.
I went fishing.
And you were able to fish. Caught like something like, you know, puny little fish, but I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah, yeah, a lingcod. No, I actually caught some salmon, but the lingcod with the big eye, I thought yeah. It'd you know, make a good video.
Love it. I love it. Okay. Let's move on. So far the conversation's been a bit more clinical, maybe exam room type conversation. Let's go outside the exam room, or the transition from exam room to optical. What does that handoff look like for you? And I know it looks a little different for each of you, right? So if you wouldn't mind describing, what does that handoff from exam room to optical dispensary look like?
For me, I have a paging system. So I page the optical into my exam room. They come into my exam room. I tell them about what the patient's complaining about. And we've already discussed a neural lens. The patient's aware that I tell them they're going to have follow-ups done. And so the opticians just mimic or repeat what I say. So they go help them out. They sell them the glasses. They tell them, we're going to call you 2 days later. We're going to call you 2 weeks later. We're going to call you a month later. We want to make sure that you are happy with your glasses and you're feeling a change in your symptoms. Those calls are done. The opticians are in charge of that. And then that's it.
Can you give me an example of a script or like some of the words, your verbiage when you're handing off to the optician?
Honestly, I'll just say that they just need the neural lens. I'll describe whether it's a progressive, a single vision, or an office lens. That's pretty much all
that's
I say.
All, my
optician, yes, I've already spoken to my patient. I've already told them that this is going to help you feel better. I can give you any set of glasses to help see, but the difference between these and another pair of glasses that I'm going to give you is that this is actually going to help you feel better. And I do tell them that we're going to call them. I tell them that they're a guaranteed lens. You have nothing to lose. Like, how much is it worth to you to get rid of your headaches or to get rid of your jaw pain?
Right.
And jaw pain is a huge one. I don't know if you've
it
noticed
is.
That.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
So
pain.
I ask about jaw pain. Do you grind your teeth? Do you clench your jaw? Big one.
Tell me why that's connected.
The trigeminal nerve innervates down the mandibular area. So the trigeminal
nerve. Arms of the trigeminal.
Yes, and that's the overactive.
B1.
It becomes, the trigeminal nerve becomes overactive when you are not, you know, binocularly, you know, corrected. It's a proprioceptive conflict where, you know, you get that phantom pain that happens because you know, it's like when you have you're having a heart attack, you know, your arm gets numb.
Right. That
I mean, it's
pain.
A sort of a similar referred pain.
Got you. Got you. That's very interesting.
And if you ask your patients, like, I don't know about you, but a lot of them have been saying, oh, I just recently got diagnosed with TMJ. So, but they feel like, where did this come from, right? So it's, jaw pain's been my biggest actual, I'd say in the last year, is one of the biggest changes I've made in the questions that I ask.
I definitely ask that for everybody.
Yeah.
Do you grind your teeth?
Yeah.
Do you clench your, you know, clench your teeth? I think it's big. I just wanted to add, when, you know, I also page my opticians in. I page them in early, because I want them to understand when I'm counseling the patient they're listening to, because it's about the symptoms. It's about symptom relief. It's not just about seeing better, because you're going to update their prescription. It's about feeling better. And when you focus on the feeling, I said, this is a lens that is like no other. You're going to feel better with these neural lenses. And it's guaranteed, as Dr. Ramesh's point.
Can I, so to clarify that point, you would page, so both of you have a paging system, sounds like, excellent. So you would page somebody in, Trev, in your case, before you go over your assessment and plan, is that?
That's right, that's
okay.
Correct.
So while you're going through your assessment plan, your optician or whoever the person you're going to hand off to is already in the room.
Yeah, and I think the cool part about that is you can have some higher level discussions with your optician. Like you can say, hey, little base in, it's exophoric. Words that maybe the patient doesn't completely understand, but they know you're talking medical and they know they're talking about you. And then you just reference to the patient, you know, we're going to help your eyes work better together. You're going to feel better in your jaw, your dry eye, your headaches. And it's guaranteed. I'm going to phone you back myself to ensure that these are the best glasses you've ever had.
Wow.
And so that the patient really just really wants the symptom relief, and they want those glasses. It's not really a sale anymore. It becomes, hey, a fulfillment of a device that's going to help them feel better. So it's about the feeling as opposed to just seeing. I kind of start talking about wellness and feeling better than about seeing better.
What's up, guys? I just wanted to give a shout out to our partner for this episode, NeuroLens. The majority of patients in your practice experience reduced visual acuity and symptoms due to eye misalignment. Even small misalignments can cause poor vision and painful symptoms, and even small amounts of prism correction can provide dramatic results. Historically, however, measuring small amounts of prism has been all but impossible. But now is the time to transform your practice with NeuroLens. Their newest innovation, the N3, is an immersive, engaging patient experience that educates while measuring. N3 is a fast and accurate way for any eye care provider to measure eye misalignment down to a fraction of a prism diopter. The diagnostic information from N3 is used to prescribe neuro lenses with patented contoured prism technology, which brings the eyes into alignment, relieving symptoms like headache and eye strain for 93% of wearers. Learn more about becoming a NeuroLens provider at neurolens.com and join the new standard of care providing dramatic patient outcomes and practice success. And now, back to our episode.
That's incredible. The level of service. We're talking about NeuroLens and the value of this device, this technology in the office. But this is one of the things I love talking to you guys about is the level of service that you provide beyond NeuroLens, just in general, in your office is so high. It's incredible. There's so much right there that we can take away and learn from just that, right? Even whether we're talking about NeuroLens or something else. The fact that you bring, you know, your technician, your optician, whoever, into the room and have that conversation with them in front of the patient, include the patient in that conversation is amazing. And I assume that creates a better buy-in from the patient because they you seem way more invested in their outcome.
Absolutely. And then if they have any questions, that's being targeted right there, right? So there's no discrepancies on what they need, what we want them to have, or if the optician's confused. So everyone's on the same page.
If I could just add, you know, I think you're talking about the next future visits by how you manage that patient today, okay? And you can have them bought in and binded to you and the practice forever if you're thinking like that. You think they should never dream about going elsewhere, and then you have to do everything to impress them, to counsel them, to customize the solution to them. That you get them and you get their eyes and you're protecting the future of their vision. Not just today, not it's just about today. The future.
I like that. That's great. That's great. Any other, before we, I want to talk about that N3 here for a minute, before we do that, any other tips or tricks and advice you'd like to share on that handoff situation? Anything else you feel like we maybe didn't cover? I mean, that was pretty deep. It's not that on that. It was good.
I think it's important to, when the optician now sits the patient down. So every one of our patients gets a consultation in the eyewear gallery. So when the handoff's done, they get to go. Let's say they say they want their prescription. They still sit down in the eyewear gallery. And the reiteration of the doctor's recommendations are Dr. Miranda has recommended NeuroLens for you because of this, this, and this. Now, you know, sometimes price discussions take place.
Right.
But they take place there in the eyewear gallery, not in the exam lane.
Right.
As the doctor, I recommend the solutions and what's possible. And the optician can go from there.
That's great. That's great. All right, so let's talk about this bad boy right here. I was going to put it on, but now I can't see you guys. And it's like loading here. Okay. Make a fool of myself here. All right, let's talk about this guy here. The N3, NeuroLens' latest technology, latest release. They just officially released it a couple of days ago, right? And here we are at Vision Expo West. There's so many people trying this thing on. I finally tried it on for myself today, and I had a really great experience. So you guys have a little more hands-on experience with it than I do, so... Tell us about the technology. Why? How is this different, or how is this an advancement from the NMD2?
I can say what I love about it.
Do it.
What I That's love all, yeah. about it is oh, what I love about it is they're literally asking. So the patient goes through the process. They're doing it. It's very quick. It's a little bit faster than the old model.
Right. Yep.
And then it asks the patient, do you want to learn more? So it's educating the patient while they're doing it, and it's asking the patient if they'd like to learn more. And so that opens the doors to having the conversation with the doctor. And I love that, A, they're educated, because I think there was a statistic that came out that about 80% of them actually understand the education, or was it 90 or something?
After going through this. That's
and
great.
And there's a very high percentage of the ones that actually want to know more as well. And so it helps us open the door. Look, we're busy. We're in a multidisciplinary practice. We're going through so many certain things. So it's nice to know that they're actually saying, yeah, we want to know more. And we get flagged. And so it tells us that we should have that conversation with them.
lately, I agree.
Yeah.
Lately, I've noticed that patients intuitively know this is the answer for them.
Right.
It's really interesting that way. They just like, the light bulb goes on and they say, oh, I need this. Like they really, really want the solution to help their symptoms. And those are the great patients because it's going to help them. And they've been looking for something. They know something's not right. Something. But they've gone to the chiropractor. They've gone to the massage therapist. You know, they've tried to figure out what is wrong. And now finally somebody's saying, hey, I can help you with these symptoms that nobody else is. And to be the one that can provide those solutions is really heartwarming. And it's really changed the way I practice. I'm like excited to help people that have these problems because they've been longstanding in a lot of cases.
Right. So what do you think, what's the value of the headset versus the standalone tabletop device?
Well, now I think what we can do is actually have them go in the lane. So once you're actually in your exam lane, they're getting tested at that point, and that's the last thing that they're doing right before you enter. And so that conversation can start almost immediately. Because to be honest, I don't know about you, but I usually look at the symptoms right off the bat. And one of the first things I do is I get them to read and I put a little trial lens in front. I'm like, does that change anything? And you can literally see their posture change. You can see them take a breath of air. And so you see it right away. And so now with portability, you can do it right in the exam lane.
And is that, if I could just expand on that, that trial lens, what trial lens is that you're using? Is it prism or is there some?
It's a prism.
It's a prism. So you're putting a prism based on what you found through the neural lens as just a quick test.
A lot of times, So if the neural lens will spit out, let's say, a one basin, it's contoured down to add 0.75. So the patient's going to get a total of 1.75 basin, right? So I'll either do a one or a two. I'll just put it in front of the patient and say, do you notice that difference? And right away, they notice something.
That's great.
I do the exact same thing. I would just add that it's kind of binocularity for all. I said that at lunch today.
Yeah,
it's like
that.
You know, everybody gets the opportunity to get their binocular vision tested as opposed to whether they're symptomatic or not. You've got a baseline, you know, for comparison, just like Optimap and OCT is for everybody. I'm a wellness-based clinic, and I think being able to provide that and have, okay, listen, I think patients appreciate that. We're testing your binocular vision, and this is what we're doing, and they're being educated on that. Whether they need it now or later, maybe they become more computer users and get more symptomatic later in life as they get more progressive lenses, and that causes them to be more exophoric,
right,
and they need some support. So it's just providing future education opportunities, and it does it for you. So you don't have to use technician time.
Right.
Saves you time from a workflow perspective.
So that was, thank you again for the segue, Trevor. You're a pro at this. So tell me about why that education piece at the end. So I ran through this today, and at the end, there's some education and the animation with it. So why is that valuable?
Yeah, you know, because I think it circles the dots. It lines everything up. From the testing that you're doing, which is complex, like what is going on here with all the, you know, we're separating the eyes and trying to get your exophoric posture, your foric posture. And the patient doesn't understand fully that what's going on. They just know things are happening in there. But when they get educated on why we're doing that, and they start, things go off in their head and they connect the dots. Oh, wait a second. I could benefit from this. There's a solution for me for some of these symptoms that I've been experiencing. So, and having that done for everybody consistently. So it's not like, oh, this patient got it and this patient didn't, or
right,
this patient had the time for an assistant to educate them and this patient didn't because they were busy in the eyewear gallery. Everybody gets the opportunity if
right,
they want to be educated on it. I think that's an amazing thing, but they're in control.
And
of that.
It starts the conversation, so it's not us just always asking it. It all of a sudden makes them think about other things that they may not have even thought
right,
to tell us, right?
Right?
So it really starts the conversation.
I think that's amazing. I was thinking that too. Like, one is that the standardization of the education is key.
That's right.
Right.
The visuals that they use are easy to understand. Now, obviously, we're biased. We're optometrists, so we're going to understand the images more easily. But simply the lines moving in or out and showing where the focal point is. Here's your focal point. Here's where it should be. The glasses come down. All of a sudden, your focal point's where it's supposed to be. Very easy to understand visuals. And everybody's going to get that education, like you said. I think that really makes a huge difference. Because other times, you run a pretest. You run it as a pretest, and you may not remember to tell the patient about it or talk about it. You might not have the time to talk about it the way you want to talk about it. I thought that was a really cool piece. And the fact that it's all done in the headset here, it makes it kind of ties it up in a nice little bow, right?
And if I could just add, it is a wow effect, right? Whether the patient needs a neural lens solution or not, the impact of having a virtual reality testing device that's head mounted with a virtual assistant describing you through, taking you through the process of the test and educating you after is pretty cool, right? And so it adds that level of in the patient's mind that I'm in a high tech environment, medical environment here.
And I think a lot of people were concerned, like with seniors, is it going to be hard to use, right? To be honest, and we have we have a lot of seniors in our practice, so we were able to try it on them. It was very easy.
It's
very simple to
use. Awesome.
It's good for all ages.
What's the youngest and oldest patient that you've used a neural lens on?
Used a neural lens?
Well, or done the test.
So I think for this particular model, I think there is a limit. Okay. You can't test under a certain age.
Let's say the NMD2.
You can test any age.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not a 2-year-old.
Well, let's say, I don't think any of us would think to
somebody
go
that can follow the instructions. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 8-year-old, no problem.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Six, maybe? Six is kind of like
probably.
Maybe.
Possibly, if they can follow.
Maybe it's too young.
Yeah.
How about the oldest patient you tested?
Oh, I don't know how old. I know I've had someone in their 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, in their 90s, I think it's capability, right? Like, we shouldn't have ageism. I wrote a little article about this, but I mean, really, you know, even a senior patient that's 90 should have the opportunity to try the test.
For sure.
So I think do the test. If they can do it, there is no age limit.
I see.
Now, there's capability limit and understanding. And so if those are compromised, maybe you shouldn't do those tests, right?
Sure.
So I think the opportunity exists for all patients to have it.
So as an example, for an 80-year-old, who has strokes most often, right?
Right.
And they go see their neurologist, they have trouble with reading, they have headaches after, they feel very dizzy when they walk, they also get motion sick.
Yeah. You make it spin around.
No!
But you put them in the neural lens, do you know who's the happiest? It's their children.
Interesting.
Because their children are the ones that have to take care of them, and they're like, oh my God, my mom and dad are reading again.
That's amazing.
That's
impacting
true.
Lives. Mm-hmm. Generational.
That's amazing.
Generational
yeah.
impact.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for everything. You guys have been amazing. Let's wrap it
Should
up.
Should we all spin?
Okay. Well, hang on. Let's wrap it up with any final words of wisdom that you might want to share, whether it's NeuroLens or other.
You know what? For me, this belongs in every practice. This should be part of like our standard of care. So if you have any questions, reach out to me, reach out to Trevor. Like, honestly, I truly in my heart believe that this is something that everyone should be testing for.
Yeah, I echo that. There are patients in every one of our practices that could use help, but furthermore, they need help. And you have the opportunity to help them. And if you don't deploy a neural lens technology, you're missing the opportunity to help somebody and in some ways, life-changing help, right? So that's what I'd leave you with. It's like, you have this opportunity. It's accessible now for everybody in the lane. Take it.
Love it. Thank you very much. Let's do the spin. Which way are we going? All going this way?
We'll go that way.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Rid of motion.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Whoa.
I thought you said this way. For tuning in to the 2020 podcast, Canada's number one optometry podcast. Thank you to my amazing guests. I love these guys. As you can see, we're goofing around a little bit. But check out NeuroLens. I want to say thank you to NeuroLens for supporting this podcast and for putting out amazing technology. See you guys in the next episode.